Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So almost throughout my career, I have taught students, not only medical students, but dental students, college students, young students, Sunday school kids. I love to teach, and I love students. And so when this topic came up on canceling $10,000 of student loan debt versus writing off all student loan debt, I was split. All right? And before I go into how I feel about it, I want to ask you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Biden is now considering not just wiping off $10,000 of student loan debt, but wiping out the whole $1.6 trillion owed by 43 million students. He is thinking about doing that, which could hugely impact the election, hugely impact the lives of 43 million students, but also, you know, puts in the brings up the conversation of schools, their cost, and tax dollars coming in. So I want to hear from you guys. Should Biden wipe out $1.6 trillion to help 43 million students? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I see somebody in public health and in the health professions, nursing school, et cetera, and I see their loans and I see what they had to pay, or I see what they had to pay for cosmetology school or what they had to pay, you know, for engineering or whatever, it's a lot of money. And when I see that, the first thing that comes to my mind is, why is the school charging that much? I mean, there are colleges out there that are not Ivy League charging $50,000 a year. And so one of my first instincts, which is why I'm torn on this, because as far as I'm concerned, anything my students want, they get. I love my students. They're dedicating their lives to whatever profession they want to go into. I want them to succeed, and not having the burden of student debt is fantastic. But when you look at, though, the practicality for me, is, well, then the school just won. That means schools could overcharge and there's no repercussion. Somebody can go there, get the loans, then it get wiped out. And it's almost like the whole affordable health care premise. Rather than lowering insurance rates, insurance companies spike their rates. They go, well, we're getting reimbursed from the government. So if we're getting reimbursed from the government, might as well charge more. So my biggest problem with this whole student loan debt and why students are completely, drowning in debt is because the schools are charging so much. My student loans, now, I went to a state school. I didn't go to, you know, Harvard for medical school. Not that Harvard would have accepted me. I went to what I think is the best medical school ever, University of Nevada School of Reno, University of Nevada School of Medicine in Reno. My loans were about $88,000. Now, I did wait tables while going to medical school. I did scrimp and save. So I was able to pay off my loans pretty easily. My husband, on the other hand, went to chiropractic school. He had three times the loans, and that was in the 90s. And so a school seems to charge whatever the heck they want. And then they get the money from the government. Students can use that money so that they could get through school but then pay back. So some questions that people have is, well, then should we never go to a state school because we could borrow, go to one of these Ivy League schools if we get in, or these private colleges, and then it get wiped out anyway? So a question some people have is then what happens to state schools? The reason why we have state schools is because, one, is they offer great education, but two, they're cheaper. Well, if you're going to be able to go to a wealthier school and not have to pay it back anyway, because this does set a precedence, what happens to state school systems? It's a thought. You know, in terms of the burden these students have, it is very, very frustrating to get a college education and there not be a job. And there was a time where all these students had diplomas. They were told by their school, you'll get a job, you'll get a job, you'll get a job. And then they're like, but there are no jobs. Because there's too many of us. There's too many of us with a college degree. There's not enough jobs. We are in a position right now where there's tons of jobs opening. So another argument that is kind of coming up is, so we don't want students saddled with a lot of debt, but they're able to get that job. If they don't have to, I mean, I made sure I worked the second I got done because I had to pay off my loans. Is there going to be that lack of incentive to work because you don't have to pay back your student loans? So there's a lot of things being considered. You know, in terms of health care, many people don't want to go to health care because they're worried about the cost. So something like this where, well, you know, your loans may be written off, but whether it's this administration or another administration, so don't worry about it. Get into health care. I think we need to address the real problem. The real problem is school is too expensive. $1.6 trillion. That money could do so much. It could help the homeless. It could build more hospitals. You know, it could help the migrants coming in. I mean, we keep saying we need more money, we need more money, we have to help Ukraine, we need more money. They're like, where are we getting all these trillions of dollars? Well, one flow is the student loan payment. So if we write that off, and again, I love my students, and I want my students to be able to benefit from this. So I don't want to speak out against it. One thing that I do want to speak for is making medical schools cheaper and students going through the healthcare professions like nursing, chiropractic, dentistry, having very minimum loans, you know, or none at all. That's something I want to work on. And I'll kind of explain what I'm doing with that. But right now, we kind of have a predicament. We have a lack of enthusiasm to work. We need money. The government needs money. We have all these programs and all these things that are being promised. And so eliminating that revenue when that money could go to a lot of things. We still have kids that are hungry, you know, in this country. It does start to make it more controversial. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications, the network, for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Miriam writes, no, 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 hell no. I have to pay mine. They have to pay theirs. This is in regards to a question of should Biden wipe out the $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. You know, that is an argument many people have. They paid off theirs. If they knew this would happen in their generation, they wouldn't have paid off their loans. You know, from a psychological standpoint, and again, I'm mixed on this. I'm mixed on this because I think the amount of money these schools are charging is astronomical, and seeing people in, you know, $500,000 in debt, not cool. Not cool at all. But I am hearing conversations among younger individuals going, well, wait a second.
You know, we have a president that later writes it off. Why not borrow?
Borrow gets the car. Borrow gets the house. If debt later gets wiped out, I'm not worried about debt. You know, that's kind of interesting because, you know, growing up, I grew up with family saying, look, no, you don't put someone on a credit card because if you can't afford it now, how do you know you're going to afford it later? And my father had a very anti-credit card attitude. Now, remember, that was his generation. But, you know, if you want to buy a TV set, if you don't have the cash now to buy the TV set, then you sure the hell shouldn't put it on a credit card because who's to say you're going to have the money a month from now or 5 months from now? And now we think differently. We're okay with debt, although I pay off my credit cards every month because I don't want the interest, and I like the points. But I, we have house debt, we have car debt. You know, it's we've become very comfortable with having debt, and then with the possibility of debt being written off, makes you a little less reluctant to borrow. You know, I mean, look at what happened with the eviction moratorium. You know, you had a lease, and you had a signed lease, a legal piece of paper, saying you had to pay rent. But then when the lockdowns happened and the government forced people out of jobs and all that, well, then the government's like, you know what, that's okay, we aren't going to make you pay. You get to put off payments. And then we're going to actually buy off your rent. I think in California and some states, they go, you know what, we're just going to pay for all that rent. Well, that's nice. It's very nice, and it's a relief. But what does that mean for the future? You know, if people are thinking to themselves, wait a second, I don't want to be the idiot that pays off all my debt just to the next year or administration where they go, look, we're going to pay it off for you. You know, it's interesting. One of my students was starting to pay large amounts towards his student loans. And I go, I would pay the minimum because what if they write them off? Now, that's a horrible attitude from a fiscal standpoint because the government needs money. This is something you borrowed. You borrowed the money. You chose to go to school. You pay it back. But the thinking's different. The thinking's different now. If you get a chance to get something for free, get it. So I know there's a lot of people, you know, from a political standpoint, with the writing off the student loan debt, I don't know if the Democrats are going to win as many votes as they think. Yes, those 43 million people might be so happy saying, you know what, you bought my vote. That could happen. But the millions of people that are going, wait a second, I paid my last payment in 2020. Are you kidding me? I could have not done the accelerated rate and put all that money into something else and never had to pay off my student loans. You do have, you'll have kind of a mixture, you know. John says, no way, Harvard was racist. Oh, okay. What he's referring to, did you guys hear about this? All right, Harvard has released a report detailing its ties to slavery. They're actually going to be working on reparations. Now, this is no shock because do you guys remember a few years ago an actress, Ellie Kemper, who was on The Office and a bunch of other movies? She had to apologize because back in 1999, she was crowned Queen of Love and Beauty at a veiled prophet ball. Now, I guess this prophet ball in the previously would not allow African Americans or Jewish Americans to participate until 1979. The organization reportedly changed its name in 1992 to Fair St. Louis. So people got mad at her for accepting an award back in 1999 when they weren't, you know, racist or you know, sexist or whatever. That they've been an elitist that they've been accused of. And she almost got canceled for having accepted a crown back in 99. And I had said, well, then, you know, with that logic, anybody who has a Harvard degree or Yale degree, you know, might fall under that same cancel culture because decades ago, they might not have accepted women or African Americans as much as white males. So, you know, the history of academia has as a not so very flattering one early in its infancy. And now we're being told that Harvard actually has had a link to slavery. 2019, Harvard, not now, but in the past. And again, in the past, you know, these old, you know, colleges participated in societal norms, and societal norms were, at the time, racist and sexist. It's horrible. 2019, Harvard President Lawrence Bacall formed a committee that included representatives from all the schools on campus and asked them to uncover Harvard's ties to slavery. The committee's work should, quote, have a strong grounding in rigorous research and critical perspectives that will inform not only our understanding of facts, but also how we might address the ramifications of what we learn. So the committee found that Harvard faculty and staff enslaved 70 people from the school's founding in 1636 to the banning of slavery in Massachusetts in 1783. Some of those who were enslaved lived on campus and were responsible for providing care for Harvard's presidents, professors, and students. Additionally, the report discovered many of the university's donors profited directly from the slave trade in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. Some used labor from enslaved people in the Caribbean and the American South. Others obtained their wealth from selling goods to plantations. Donors of the textile industry sourced cotton that was grown by enslaved persons. So the report said during the first half of the 19th century, more than a third of the money donated or promised to Harvard by private individuals came from just five men who made their fortunes from slavery and slave-produced commodities. So the university also supported the study of eugenics. Eugenics is the concept of encouraging selective breeding for the purpose of purifying the human race, something that Hitler later expounded on. So Dudley Allen Sargent, director of Harvard's Hemingway Gymnasium from 1879 to 1919, implemented a physical education program that involved intrusive physical exams, anthropometric measurements, and the photographing of unclothed Harvard and Radcliffe students. So Harvard has outlined several next steps they would take, according to NPR, in an attempt to atone for its involvement in the slave trade, including monetary reparations for black and indigenous students who are descendants of enslaved persons in the United States. The Legacy of Slavery Fund will be kept in an endowment strategically invested to support implementation of these recommendations. The Ivy League school is also going to partner with historically black colleges and universities through initiatives, appointing visiting HBCU professors to Harvard for 1 year, subsidizing summer, semester, or year-long studies. So they're also working to identify which of their students are direct descendants of people enslaved. So, this is one of these things where I told you, we have to be careful who we cancel, because there's a very good chance that some of the most, you know, liberal, you know, well-revered institutions have, sadly, racist roots and slavery roots. And so, you know, they're going to make reparations, you know. But again, the issue we have here is, I'm seeing that there's some more comments coming in right now. And would, of course, like to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is as much as I want to help students, and especially those that are, you know, putting their lives on the line for others, you know, in terms of first responders and medical professionals and engineers and construction workers and all that, the colleges win by that. And I think they're going to just raise their rates. And that concerns me. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Robin Hood Investment Company is laying off about 300 employees. That equals 9% of its full-time workforce. The CEO called it the right decision to improve efficiency and to make Robin Hood more responsive to its customers' changing needs. The company went public last July, and its value peaked about $85 a share. Wednesday morning, it's just over $9 a share on the NASDAQ. Beijing, China is setting up for a potential lockdown as a new COVID outbreak has been detected in the area. Residents are stocking up on supplies and authorities have ordered 20 million people to take three mandatory tests this week. A month into Shanghai's lockdown of 26 million people is the most intrusive in a civilized society. People have been forced into their homes waiting for the government to bring in supplies. NASCAR racing is in Dover, Delaware this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Ukrainian refugees are welcomed in America.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Good news for flight attendants over at Delta.
Delta Airlines announced on Tuesday it will start paying flight attendants during the time that passengers are boarding. That's a first for a major U.S. airline. Flight attendants in the U.S. typically don't begin getting paid until the doors close after boarding. Delta said the change will take effect in June.
That is Katie Lewis reporting for USA Radio News.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Meadow Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Dali. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we have been, I especially, have been showing the parallels between what's going on now with the war and World War II, where Germany felt wronged with the Treaty of Versailles, wanted to get their land back. Putin, with the fall of the Soviet Union, wanting to get their land back. And, you know, possibly in World War II, well, Japan wanted to expand into the Pacific. We're watching China. Are they going to expand into Taiwan and expand as well? The idea that prisoners were going to go into a camp and be there in World War II and work to be free, and they end up being tortured and killed. We're hearing escapees from Mariupol are in these quote-unquote detention centers in Russia. Or in Mariupol,
being tortured and almost the same as in a concentration camp, except we don't have the ovens. Thank God. But still, so a lot of parallels. So obviously Putin has been compared to Hitler. And one such similarity that has been kind of standing out has been the tremor. So I posted this, and I've been kind of watching the health of Vladimir Putin, because a few years ago there were rumors that he had Parkinson's. And this was before anything. And, you know, Adolf Hitler was postulated to have Parkinson's. There's a video of him in the 1936 Summer Olympics just bobbing back and forth and shaking uncontrollably, especially his left hand. And you also see him hide the left hand behind his, behind his body as he's shaking and doing his hand signals. And then you could sometimes, you could even see a video from behind his hand shaking. And Hitler's hand was shaking like this, which is what we call a pill rolling tremor. And it happens in people with Parkinson's. It happens in people with Parkinson-like side effects from medications for psychosis. And so when you actively use your hand, the tremor goes away. But when you aren't using your hand, we'll notice in somebody with Parkinson's, that's where the tremor gets worse. So with Vladimir Putin, there was a video that caught this. He was about to shake hands with President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. And you see him do this kind of thing. And then he goes in to shake his hand. Now, that could have been a wave, but it didn't look like it. It had that twist. It had that pill-rolling twist. And so, you know, Parkinson's is the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's. And Parkinson's, I'm not saying anybody with Parkinson's is going to be a Hitler or a Putin, but Parkinson's can, in some settings, put one at risk for depression. Some believe that's why Robin Williams committed suicide, because he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and they believe that that could have caused him to want to end his life. I don't know. You know, a lot of people with Parkinson's do well. They can have longevity. But for others, not being able to control their body, having lack of dopamine can affect them psychologically. Not everybody, but obviously some. So, sadly, people with Parkinson's can have mental illness, depression, anxiety, other sorts of things. So people are watching very closely what the heck is going on in terms of Putin, because where did he go from hanging out, you know, being able to, you know, come to America and have all these meetings to all of a sudden committing mass genocide? Now, it wasn't just this one video of a tremor. We saw him in a meeting with his defense minister holding, gripping his desk in a very awkward position, trying to keep that right hand stable. And if he's right-handed, it's even more of a problem, because when you're right-handed, you need your right hand, you need to trust your right hand. With Hitler, it appeared to be his left hand. So I wonder if there's also a link between, you know, between whether it's your more dominant hand or your not so dominant hand in terms of severity. There was also then the lip smacking and the abnormal mouth movement. During Easter Mass in Moscow, you saw Putin stand there moving his mouth, licking his lips, things like that. That could sometimes be, it's called tardive dyskinesia. We see that as a symptom of Parkinson's or a side effect of medications that can cause Parkinson-like. So, and we see these medications used for antipsychotic medications. So it seems more and more that Putin is struggling with something. And, you know, sadly, this is, it's looking like, you know, he's taking things out of the Hitler playbook. And so we don't want to see similarities. And I get how the media could, you know, just pick this out and pick this out and try to make, you know, make something look like something else. But, I mean, we saw this from the beginning. There are similarities. And then the other thing that was very notorious about Hitler, which happens in war, is when they think they're losing, they're going to go for big guns or they're going to get more vicious. Well, that's what's happening now, as we see with Putin. So Putin has now threatened that he is going to use nukes on anyone who interferes in Ukraine. He says, we have tools no one else can boast of.
we don't want to brag about them. We will use them. And this follows his show-off of his Sarmat 2 nuclear missile. We've been helping Ukraine, which I agree we should do. I think the UN should be in there getting evacuees out. And the UN, I think the reason why the UN was created is to prevent genocide and to prevent another Holocaust and concentration camps. And so, you know, I know the UN is holding talks, but, you know, the U.S. shouldn't be having troops in there. The U.N. is supposed to. That's what they were designed for. So, but we're sending money. We're sending aid. We're sending equipment. Hopefully every dime of that is going there. I don't know if anything's getting siphoned off. And other countries are helping as well. Well, of course Russia's going to get mad. You know, if Russia starts to lose and he blames it on, because remember, Russia wants to say they were able to overtake Ukraine. Well, Ukraine, prior to the help, was very strong, you know, from a patriotic standpoint, but they needed weapons. And I don't blame them because their army, you know, was smaller than the Russian army. And with the help and with the packages and the tanks they're getting, and I think they might have even gotten some fighter jets, they are able to repel Russia. And Russia may never win Ukraine. So what would Putin do? Go, we misjudged our bad. No, he might go for broke. So we're being told that he has, again, threatened. This was, he addressed legislators in St. Petersburg today. And his response to anyone who threatens Russia will be lightning fast and deadly. If someone intends to interfere in what is going on from the outside, they must know that constitutes an unacceptable strategic threat to Russia. They must know that our responses to counterstrikes will be lightning fast. We have all the weapons we need for this. No one can brag about these weapons, but we have them. So what he's now saying is he's saying, look, you attack me, we're going to respond with nukes. He hasn't necessarily said that he is going to go after the U.S. for helping Ukraine. However, if he loses and he begins to lose and he credits that to the help of the U.K., France, Germany, Poland, then, you know, do I think it's in his wheelhouse to do that? Seeing the similarities between him and Hitler, seeing that he might not be of sound mind, obviously he's not, to do what he's doing. Yeah, absolutely. You can't underestimate. You can't. And, you know, one thing that's very interesting is the psychology of losing something. When you lose something, you want it back. That, and I'm not justifying what Hitler did or Putin did, no way. But that's the psychology behind what's going on. And so I don't know if you've ever gambled, but when you lose money, the reason why you stay is because you want it back. When your stock goes down, the reason why you stay is, okay, I want to get back what I lost. This getting back what you lost is such a powerful action that sadly it might overrule logic. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we don't need this, especially with rising food costs, but it looks like we have a bunch of ground beef recalled. U.S. Food and Safety Inspection Service has recalled burgers and ground beef today. It warned that those marked Naturally Better, Nature's Reserve, or Thomas Farms. If you got this beef in your fridge, you need to throw it out or return it to the store where it was sold. No reports of people falling ill, but the beef was found to be contaminated. Lakeside Refrigerator Services, New Jersey, processed the meats before they were distributed across the U.S. between February and April. E. coli was detected in the meats during routine testing. If ingested, it could trigger bloody diarrhea, vomiting for a good few days,
serious cases could cause a hemorrhagic uremic syndrome, where you actually can go into kidney failure. So it's not a good disease to get. So 120,000 pounds of ground beef sold across the United States is being recalled. As I said, these were Naturally Better, Nature's Reserve, or Thomas Farms labeled burgers. No reports of anybody getting ill. But this is the second time the company has been hit with a recall, according to Daily Mail, after 40,000 pounds of ground beef products were recalled back in June 2020. Three ground meat brands have to be recalled. They're sold in major supermarkets across the country. These Market Side Butcher and Weiss by Nature labels are also being recalled. So, you know, E. coli is this hemolytic uremic syndrome can cause kidney failure. And it's a toxin that the E. coli bacteria can give off. And it is a... sadly, it is something that I think, wasn't there like an outbreak? Let me see if I could look it up. And I love Jack in the Box, but years ago, wasn't there an E. coli outbreak that was related to, let me see if I could find it, because I don't want to, I thought it was like the 80s or 90s. No, Bill Clinton, one of you texted, Bill Clinton got urosepsis from E. coli, but that's a different, I think he got a different E. coli, but it could. It could. He, though, went into urosepsis where it went into the blood. I'm trying to see if we have anything from... All I remember is there was an issue with, I believe, Jack in the Box, and I can't say for sure what ended up happening with that, and I apologize. Look, I try to keep up on this. I'm a McDonald's person myself, but I do like it. But the sugar toxin within this E. coli 0157:H7 has been notorious for making people ill in the past. And it's been found on lettuce. It's been found on, you know, other things. Remember, none of our food is sterile. But that's why we cook our meat, especially ground beef. You know, people like, well, I like medium. I want my hamburger medium or medium rare. I wouldn't with ground beef. I would cook it all the way. Trust me, I like a steak that is medium rare. I get that, but that's steak. When it comes to hamburger meat, you need to cook it through until it's gray. I know a lot of people want people, but if you're worried about E. coli and things like that, yeah. So, Kinder chocolates had to be recalled over a salmonella contamination earlier this month. Kinder Happy Moments chocolate assortments, Kinder Mixed chocolate treats, surprise chocolate eggs were found to contain salmonella, and that was at a factory in Belgium. These were Easter treats, so that was a big concern. So, you know, what's going on? Why all the recalls? Well, a few things could be going on. One is we might be having more inspections. Maybe people are starting to be a little bit more diligent with the inspections, so they're finding more. The other is maybe there are more, I guess, workers that are being a little bit more lax on some of their supervisory roles or, you know, inspections of the equipment or, you know, things sitting out, cleaning, I don't know. And I worry because I think I've seen more foodborne illnesses lately, and I don't know if I could just attribute it to people being on top of things more with the inspection. So, sadly, we have such inflation issues, especially with food going up, that we really don't need this. We have chickens being culled, so chickens going up, eggs are going up. Now meat could go up. So... the Consumer Price Index report has revealed that consumers are adapting to rising costs. They're buying store brand meats in lieu of name brand meat. So when I get meat, I mean, I look at the prices, and I know there's brands, and I like the brands, and sometimes if the package looks good and the chicken looks nice and meaty, and I like dark meat, so if it looks like the chicken legs are nice and big. Although I gotta admit, I just ate some recent chicken legs, and that chicken had to have been 5 feet tall for a leg that size. I'm kind of wondering what's happening from a hormone standpoint. But we are seeing beef up 20.4% from last year. 20.4%. That's an extra 20 cents per dollar. Poultry risen 13.4%. Expect that to go up. And they say shoppers with income of less than $40,000 are not buying as much fresh meat and seafood at their local grocery. They're now turning to frozen or canned food instead because it's cheaper. If less people use buy fresh, then, you know, that could also alter. Well, again, there's going to be less supply, but then prices are going to go up with that as well. So, you know, I am a little concerned because between gas, food prices, what's going on with the war, whoever's running our country, I don't think, you know, has any sort of, you know, economic sense. We're going to be put into a pretty precarious position when it comes to prices. And my worry as a physician is when people can't afford food, they go to the dollar menu at fast food. I mean, I noticed that the other day. Now, I go, honey, I'm going to go get groceries. Now, I'll cook us some fish, some vegetables. I'll cook us some. I spent over $100 just to make a small family dinner. Yet if I swung by McDonald's, I could probably, if I made everybody eat the small, you know, menu burgers, I could get away with, you know, $12. So, I want people to eat fresh, healthy food. And sadly, the pandemic caused us to gain weight and have issues with our health because people said, look, you know what? I don't want to go around other people, so I'll just go through the drive-thru. So who has drive-thrus? Does your average health food store with salad and you know, soup with natural ingredients, you know, passes that to you to your car? No. It's burger and fries and, you know, chicken fingers. So, you know, I've bought some food to put in the freezer, and then, you know, we ate it all already, so I don't really have a lot of food stored up. But the one thing to do when we are seeing inflation and then, sadly, a recession is to save, save, save. So I understand people are nervous because people are saving money, but that's why we go into a recession. People are going to be less likely to go and see a movie. You know, my husband's like, do you want to see the Batman movie? I'm like, I'd love to see the Batman movie, but it might just be cheaper to watch it streaming. Well, then if I'm not going to the movies, then I'm not spending money on gas, then I'm not buying popcorn, then I'm not visiting that theater, and that theater loses a customer or two. So, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do. Our inflation rate is now at 8.5%, the highest this country has seen since 1981. Remember, bonds. You're going to probably want to put some money into bonds so you can enjoy a little of that inflation rate. And so toilet paper, I'm noticing rather than getting a big, huge wad, I'll use a couple little squares to do the trick or pee in the shower. Now, washing dishes, you know, rather than feeding, you know, my pets on a paper plate, I'm giving them a plate and I'm washing it really good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.